Let me ask you the question, why have you invested in Idabu?
So why Idabu? And obviously I'm not going to sort of big you up too much here, Steve.
Yep.
But two or three things. The first is, again, if you go back to focusing on the sector, one of the primary drivers of change in our industry is technology. I think the other I suggest would be changing behaviours of clients and candidates. But technology, I think, is a driver of so much change. And also it's a great enabler for organisations to themselves transform their business and change in line with the markets. So where Idabu is positioned, I think it's quite interesting, is in a very, very sort of rarefied place. There are a lot of technology solutions that recruiting organisations, and that's whether recruitment companies or even corporates that have got their own internal resourcing functions, are using, particularly ATS or CRM in the case of recruitment companies. So those databases, and there are dozens and dozens of providers there, and obviously one or two very, very good ones. You don't want to be competing in that space because it is so competitive. Equally, there are sort of one or two enabling softwares that out there, which I think people are using to help them in the way that either they market or the way that they access candidates. But it's generally they're standalone and in terms they don't easily integrate in with all the different technology sort of ecosystems out there. Where Idabu kind of sits, and there are only two or three other players in this market, coming from being an intermediary between the CRM and obviously historically the job boards doing job posting as its primary function, creates this fantastic platform, this capability, and this existing position, which when if you explode that out into a broader candidate and talent marketing platform. That supports the existing CRMs or enhances the effectiveness of it, acting very much as a sort of I think the expression that's used to me recently, a personal trainer, a fitness coach to make sure that the quality of information coming into those CRMs is both high quality and going in the right place so it can be used in the future. Then there's very little competition. There are very few people doing what Idabu does, and because of its very strong client base and network and relationships with CRMs around the world, I think is in a very, very interesting position to take advantage of the changing nature of the industry. So it's in a very interesting place. And of course, having spent, this is the other thing which I tend to do when it comes to investing in businesses, spending time with you and the management team, Martin and the team, getting to understand both the ethos of the business, its capabilities and the potential for it. I'm really comfortable. I know a fair amount about the company. I know the opportunity exists. I'm really excited about what that represents for everybody involved over the course of the next 2 to 5 years.
And do you have any particular fixed ideas as to how you see Idabu will evolve?
As we've been showing to the market in the latest development that we've been product development we've been working on and what we've been releasing to the market. Idabu has moved from being, again, transactional, supporting job posting, to providing a means of engaging and attracting talent, whichever capacity that represents to whichever recruiting organisation we're talking about, in a way which I don't think anyone else I've come across does. And therefore, that's a different proposition, a different market proposition than a value proposition to what it was before. I think our challenge, collectively, is helping the market understand that transition from older Idabu to new Idabu.